seems mad about something. You guys, this iPad situation is deeper and stranger than I thought. You know, you think it'd be like, I'm going to log into my, you know, there's a spot where you can manage your account and, you know, find out when your next billing cycle is and all that other stuff, but none of it works anymore. And I go to the Verizon website and try to log in and stuff. It's like, hey, you need to sign up for my Verizon. And I'm like, okay, here's the phone number of, like, the fake phone number that you've assigned to my iPad. Let's do it. And it's like, you've already signed up. And I'm like, no, I haven't. Well, okay, if I've signed up, then... if I've signed up, then tell me my password. Email it to me. You know that sort of stuff. You email me a bill every month for this thing. What? Tell me what's up. And then I do that, and it's like, you need to create an account. And I'm like, no, I don't. Okay, well, let's create an account then. Here's the phone number. You have an account. Okay, great. Tell me the password on the account. You don't have an account. And I'm like, wait, what about, you know, help. So I guess I'm going to have to fucking call them on the phone. I don't know what the fuck. So yeah, I don't know what to do. It's fucked. The thing, well. So I turned the iPad off, and now I'm going to turn it back on. Maybe resetting it will somehow correct the issue, right? That's how these things work. If I disconnect all the way and reconnect, it'll be like, oh, everything's fine. No joke, that would actually be super nice if that happened, but... It is still out of data. Yeah.
is live this weekend on your leader in Western sports coverage. We'll bring you coverage of the Arcadia All-Florida Championship Rodeo, the 88th edition from Arcadia, Florida, Saturday and Sunday, 2 o'clock Eastern. Professional rodeo from Florida and the PBR from Duluth, Georgia. It's all coming up this weekend on Rural Radio, Sirius XM Channel 147, and on the Sirius XM app.
Certified dietitians and nutritionists like Angela Lamond rely greatly on USDA-related resources for their patients, such as the dietary guidelines and MyPlate.
Really, the MyPlate is such an excellent visual of how to fill those areas to get enough.
Phrase that pays and win $1,000.
Hi, this is Tina calling from San Jose. I just won $1,000 with the phrase that pays.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station.
All right, well, I was sitting here in traffic, I actually made some slight progress getting back into that account, so we'll see how it goes.
You think I'm crying on my own? Well, I ain't. And I didn't want to write a song, because I didn't want anyone thinking I still.
I got it to send me an email, which is more than I was able to do before, so.
Maybe I'll be moving on. And I think it should be something.
Maybe I can figure this out today. Maybe today will be the day.
You should know that my mama don't like you, and she likes everyone. And I never like to admit that I was wrong. And I've been so caught up in my job, didn't see what's going on. But now I know I'm better sleeping on my own. Cause if you like the way you look that much, oh baby, you should go and love yourself. And if you think that I'm still holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. But when you told me that you hated my friends, the only problem was with you and not them. And every time you told me my opinion was wrong, you tried to make me forget where I came from. And I didn't want to write a song, cause
mermaid ever. So the idea is that, yes, there's probably something that's going to come across your conveyor belt that you're going to want to steal at some point.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
And you know what's even quicker than prime shipping is stealing immediately and having it right away.
That's free.
Yeah. Boom, I have it. I didn't even know I wanted it.
Yeah. I'm supposed to put it on this drone for delivery, but I might as well just take it home.
But they are posting now on these giant, huge, like scoreboard-sized TVs, pictures of people. So one day they were like, "Hey, that's my buddy I used to have lunch with," and now here he is, giant, staring down. He's been fired. Then it says,
it's like
what
Hunger Games, the cannon. Yeah. He's gone.
They've been fired for that. So there's that type of shaming that goes on. I kind of find it like when you're at a place, not here, because here they only honor employees for the amount of time they were here. So that's something that's not really a judgment call. That's just straight up fact. Mm-hmm. They've been here since '87. They won a trophy. But when they start sizing up who was the employee this month or who is, and you start seeing everyone else on there except you, that's a sort of reverse shame is what that is.
Yeah, I know, but there should be some kind of process that lets you know if you're bad at your job.
Oh yeah, there is. It's we'll learn about that, I'm sure, in the next few months around here. Well, anyway, if you didn't get shamed this week, try harder, or try less harder, you'll get shamed next week. We come back in a moment, and we will,
That guy's voice sucks. I don't think I like that guy's voice. The idea that he's like a morning radio guy. Can we still hear Wham inside the tunnel? FM radio. What do you got? Art car. I'm next to an art car. Hey, art car. I don't know, I got this Porsche and then I just decided to make it all like fucking Aztec snakey and stuff. I guess at some point that's not an art car if it's just, I don't know. Good art cars are when they're all fucked up. So they said, fuck it. And strap a bunch of Barbie doll heads to the fucking roof. This looks like fish scales and snakes and those kind of bright, colorful, scaly. It's a look. I give them that. It's a look. So it's basically a moving tribal tattoo. Yeah, more or less. Sitting here in the tunnel reflecting on the success and accomplishments of Wham. Twin Ring Motegi is a cool name for a racetrack. That's just fact. Division patch, huh? Yeah. All right, I guess they were, you know, they were down for maintenance last night. I got to level 18 before the maintenance started. So I could take on the next story mission, or, I mean, I guess I could take it on at 17, but I'm trying to see the side stuff, and see the sights, as it were. I need to probably do more Dark Zone stuff before I write a review of that game. I've done a little bit, but most of that was in the quick look, so I've not done too much more than that. Wham's not even going to be on when we come out of the tunnel, is it? The song was almost over. You don't need to sugarcoat it for me. Just kick it to me straight. We're going to get something else on the other side of this tunnel, aren't we?
next chance to win tickets to Six Flags Discovery Kingdom. Have it to 10 a.m. on 91 KISS FM. The Bay's Throwback Old School.
Oh, it's raining on this side of the tunnel.
It's raining like a motherfucker for the first two-thirds of this drive. And then I got to, you know, right around San Francisco, or right around the Golden Gate Bridge, and it was like, oh, no, it's not raining anymore. It's actually quite nice. And, or I mean, well, not nice, but it was overcast, but it was not raining. And now it is raining, so the rain is coming for us all. Sounds like the next handful of days is going to get real, real bad. I've got a meeting at 10, so I gotta try to get there. I thought for sure I wasn't gonna make it as soon as I saw how hard it was raining when I left the house. People in other parts of the world, or other parts of the country, are there people that just get, like, the name of your area on their cars or whatever? Like, because this Explorer in front of me has a sticker in the back window that says NorCal. And you know, I think part of it is, like, there's a bit of, like, the NorCal, SoCal fucking beef. And you have some people that take that seriously, and it'll get into sports here and there, but also it's just this general, like, yo, fuck SoCal, which I can sign up for that. Fuck SoCal.
It's something we posted yesterday.
Or at least the L.A. area. San Diego's really nice.
Can you please describe?
And I don't, there are parts of L.A. I don't mind, but.
She's less than an hour old, and the baby is smiling when she meets her parents. She can clearly recognize their voice, and she starts smiling.
It is so amazing. I love videos with kids. Like that one, a baby, newborn, that's cool. Then there's this brave little boy that saves his girlfriend from a bully twice his size.
Have you seen that one? No, you gotta get your girls back, though.
Aww. This kid, I mean, maybe he's like four. It's the cutest thing ever. You need cute today. We got you covered. 981 Kids FM.
We got you covered. We're going to tell you about YouTube videos on the radio because that's how fucking far down radio is now. Who gives a shit?
Anything in your life, whether it was work, a family issue, or anything like that, you have to take this decision just as serious.
Do-do-do-do-do!
Guy out here running around in the middle of the street making big plays. Alright. That dude, that guy's got some stuff going on. Car's license plate frame that simply says "Damn Gina" on it. Wonder if that's vintage or if that's a recent. Gotta go around the block and break the law. Well, not necessarily break the law.
Siri in the morning, you know you're doing a good job when one of your customers calls
an official detour
to tell us about it. Ricardo at the UPS store on Howard and Burlingame.
Good job.
I used to want to be a UPS delivery driver. That used to be like my dream job.
Don't they make good money?
They make good money.
Yeah.
And when I used to, the place I used to work, the ladies would like get all excited right before the UPS guy would show up because he showed up every day at 10:30, and they knew that right before 10:30 they were like, oh my God, he's here.
I'm super excited when they show up at my house because it's like Christmas. They're like secretly the Santa, you know? They always come with goodies. I'm like, yes, you're here.
Well, they just liked him because he was hot.
Oh.
Check it out. Joey V and Siri's audio clickbait.
It's brought to you by Lowe's.
Oh my God, I have the most interesting story for you guys. Michelle Obama gets total street cred for this, and if you want to check out the wall that she painted, go on to our Facebook page at Q102SF.
Fresca, on your radio next.
You want to know what's next? It's another 10 throws in a row.
Keep your head nodding.
Minutes. On the throwback station, Q102.
Yo, what's going on? Come kick with me, Hood Rat Miguel, on Thursday, March 17th, for a special St. Patrick's Day party at Club Rodeo in San Jose. Q.
Just like me.
I'm the one.
Hello, I'm on the radio station guest list. I'm here to kick it with Hood Rat Miguel.
Yeah, come on. Look at price tags. Where they do
though your ass is low. Lickety crank, lickety crank, money goes into my piggy bank. Lickety crank, lickety crank, money goes into my piggy bank. Yeah, 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 more money, yeah, 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 more, yeah, 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 more, yeah, 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 more, yeah. Bank shit sells, book shit sells, game shit sells, I'm rich as hell. Shine popping off his mouth from a cell, he don't want it with me. PNPC, you can have a nigga run up on him with his shank for just a few pennies out my piggy bank. Yeah, yo, bring the condoms, I'm a room 203. Three bits look like him before the surgeon. With an emergency, a Michael Jackson, see? Your picture that says she looks like me. Khalid said a milkshake, bring all the boys to the yard. And Nas went and tattooed the bitch on his arm. I mean, like, lay out in Cali, niggas know you, cause first thing they say about you is you're a sucker for love. This is chestnut, checkers, these are warning shots. After your next move, I'll give you what I got. Yeah. Clickety-clank, clickety-clank, the money goes into my piggy bank.
This is a bad song. It's a bad... These are bad raps.
Stack 45 by my side, so what y'all call that, your mom, hombre?
God, American. You did.
Can I get one block up and out of my car and into the office in the next 5 minutes, 6 minutes? These trillion cars between me and there are making it a maybe. I mean, if I could just get out of the car and walk from here, yes, definitely I would make it. But...
Ooh. And when they niggas close, scatter the group with big juicy booty, I rain
much real shit. That's how I like it. What the fuck? Jesus. What is even going on? Like, every light, like, one car is getting through. Let's go. Like about one more car length up and I can turn in the alley and then we're good. Shit. Here we go. All right, I made it to where the road is closed, but I can still get in the garage. I gotta go. I'll see you guys live stream later today. That should be cool. I'll see you later.